Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of September the 29th, 2018, the 20th of Tishri, 5779. This week's message is entitled, Don't Leave Home Without It. And I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 33 and verse 15. And he said to him, If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. One of the most successful advertising campaigns of all time featured the slogan, Don't Leave Home Without It. American Express claimed to provide security in the midst of the unknown. To leave home is to be unsafe. You never know what is going to happen out there in the wild of the outside world. What are you going to do if you encounter the challenges of life? You don't on your own possess whatever resources you may need, but don't worry, American Express will take care of you. This week's Parsha is special as it falls in the middle of the week-long festival of Sukkot, which is the festival of booths or tabernacles. A key aspect of these days is that they address the same human need that the Amex campaign exploited, vulnerability. During Sukkot, the people were to move out of their permanent dwellings and live in temporary shelters to remember how their ancestors dwelt in the wilderness for 40 years prior to entering the Promised Land. The Torah reads in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, You shall dwell in booths, or in Hebrew Sukkot, for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. For a week every year, they were to leave home. They were to journey from security to insecurity. By purposely making themselves vulnerable, they relive to some extent the sense of vulnerability experienced for decades by an earlier generation. This was an object lesson to learn that their security was not in their permanent dwellings, but in the same God who miraculously took care of their predecessors. This was so that upon returning to their homes, they would understand that their security was not due to the work of their own hands, but because of the Master of the Universe. God is our security, taking care of us by any means he chooses, whether it be within buildings of our making or in the desert. Moses understood this. Following the debacle of the golden calf, when the nation was at risk of complete destruction, Moses was receiving instructions from God in preparation for the next stage of their journey. He had a non-negotiable. You might think it's strange that a human could relate to God like that, but perhaps you haven't really read the Bible. The name Israel means he who strives with God, hearkening back to God's word to Abraham's grandson Jacob, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. God invites us to struggle with him. Moses knew that, so he insisted, If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. Moses anticipated the challenges ahead. He was willing to face them, but not alone. Without the presence of God, he wasn't going anywhere. We don't have to go out of our way to recreate wilderness experiences. God leads us into all kinds of situations where we are vulnerable, unsafe, and insecure. It's natural when that happens to protect ourselves accordingly. But do our humanly devised solutions truly give us the protection we need? It can look that way at times, but do they really? Whether it be literal walls of defense or the innumerable emotional survival techniques we devise, we are far more vulnerable than we care to admit. Without God's presence, we are in grave danger. The good news is that we don't have to go it alone. As God was with Israel in the wilderness, he is willing to be with us in whatever impossible situation we might find ourselves in. His miraculous presence is available to anyone who places their trust in the Messiah Yeshua. But something I am learning is that we shouldn't take his presence for granted. While we can be confident that he is with us, we can easily default to self-reliance. We offer a little prayer over our shoulders while actually finding security in our abilities and possessions, not to mention our credit cards. Perhaps we are well advised to take the time to stop and make sure we are not leaving home without him. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.